Welcome to the Queen City Podcast, brought to you by Dapper Apparel Company. My name is Dylan, and I am your host. And with me are two of my best friends in the entire world, Devin King.
Hey, hey.
And Dallas Finley.
Let's get it.
We are so excited to be here with you guys this evening. And this is going to be a special episode. We're going to get into a little bit of things that we normally do. But this episode is going to be a music draft of 2010. We were sitting around the other day and we started thinking about the fact that it's been 10 years that some of our favorite songs came out. And not necessarily for the best reasons, but for the fact that, you know, we were in high school when some of these songs came out. So we're going to do a draft of songs from 2010. It's going to get a little mean. We might fight a little bit, but it's all in good fun. And we're excited to get after it. Yes. So first things first, Dev, how you been doing, man?
I'm good, man. Other than the fact that I broke my foot, longboarding. Yeah. The story around that is I was coming back from the gym. Haley, my girlfriend, was walking with me, and I was riding the longboard next to her, and it was one of those, like, you know, hey babe, watch this, and moments, and it just did not go my way. I tried to jump onto a curb, and the board didn't jump with me, and I ended up just kind of kicking the curb pretty hard, broke my kind of the base of my big toe. So that kind of sucks, but other than that, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm doing good.
That's good, man. Yeah. What about you, Dal? What have you been doing?
Well, I got nothing that compares to that.
Well, this is Dallas Finley, by the way. This is his first time on the show.
First time. So, I mean, the only thing I've really been up to, so I have a wife and son, so whenever that kid asks me, hey, Dad, can you wipe my butt? I'm there.
Yeah.
You know? I'm there.
It's good to be on call like that.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing to say, you know, dude, I got you. Like, I'm there for you. He's like, I got you.
If you're wondering why you recognize his voice, it's probably from twitch.tv.
Yeah, twitch.tv.
Twitch.tv/the beard guy.
Yeah, the beard guy.
Yeah,
just something I do on the side. You know, it's fun. You know, when everyone's asleep and stuff, that's what I like to do.
Yeah.
Streaming a little bit, you know, corporate America.
Yeah. corporate America. Inside joke.
Yeah, if you follow him on Twitch, you know all about that joke. And how I'm the butt of it. So you guys got anything else?
No, other than the fact that wiping butt sounds a lot like what I do on a regular basis as well. So
right.
I feel you there, Dallas.
We all got a lot closer by going to Put-in Bay a few weeks ago. And I know listeners are probably tired of hearing me talk about Put-in Bay, but it was a good time.
Yes.
It was,
to say the least.
It was a bro trip that was much needed, and it was like...
Oh, much needed, yeah.
You know, it like quenched the thirst.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, yeah. I like that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know what you mean.
You know.
It's like you go on bachelor parties and sometimes you come back unfulfilled. Like, I didn't feel like I really got to spend time with the bros. And that was just like a true bros trip.
Yep.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was my first. And like, I was telling my wife, I was like, man, I could do that again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not now, but I could do that again.
I need a few weeks.
give me a month, but I could do that again.
Yeah. I look forward to more in the future.
Many more.
So next thing we got in order, things that keep you up at night. I don't know if you guys have participated in this before.
Yeah.
Dev has, Dallas, yeah, you're a listener, so you're pretty familiar with it. So I'll start with you, Dev. What's something that keeps you up at night?
Oh, man. That's tough. With the way things are going in the world right now, there's so many things I could probably talk about. One thing that keeps me up at night... you know, honestly, right now, one thing that keeps me up at night, and this is, I don't mean to be like super serious here, but people, it seems like a lot of people in America have this notion that COVID-19 is, it's not real. It's fake. And just working in the hospital, seeing what I see on a daily, you know, not daily basis, but weekly basis, I guess, it's very real. So I just want, you know, everyone to keep that in mind. And I think it's a shame that the people that think that it's not real, I think they, you know, they are a risk to everyone else, honestly, in a way. So that... I don't know. That's something that keeps me up at night, man. Just people that are not taking it seriously still.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So Dal, What keeps you up at night?
Well, that was a tough act to follow right there.
Yeah.
But
yours better not be a fucking joke, right?
It is. It is. Because okay, what keeps me up at night is Devin and Haley over here. They say, hey, bro, one more? And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's 2:30, bro.
One more. or it's 1:30. Hey, Dallas, what you doing? You want to run some dubs?
Yeah, text me at 1:30. I was like, I'm in bed, man. No one was on when I was on. Like, dude, come on, yeah. give me some time.
That I'm like, hey, Dallas, you want to play? And then you text me back 15 minutes later, I'm already asleep. I'll text you back 8 hours later. And, yeah. Sorry about that.
No. It's all in good fun.
Damn, you took mine.
Oh, sorry.
The one more game.
One more game.
You're always like, all right, y'all, I'm a head out. And it's like, you got one more game.
Yeah, Dallas last night was like, I'm good. I'm going to get off at 1 o'clock. It was 2:30 when we got off last night.
And I woke back up at like 6. Did I was you? Up at 6. Oh, and no. I was up for the rest of the day. I'm
not
like,
me.
Well, nope. Here we go.
not me. Nope.
Who would have thought we'd be here? Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Yeah, I guess my best excuse is my dog just has like a weird schedule. Yeah. He goes to bed whenever, and then... when he's ready to get up, he pounces on me like a lion. And it's like, he pounces on my chest. He gets me a couple times, and then he gets me in the face. Ooh. And that's what really gets me up.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm like, what? Shot. And he just like, all right, let's cuddle. You're awake. So it like wakes me up to a point where like I can't fall back asleep.
Right.
So I'll start petting him a little bit. If I let go of him at all, he's like, all right.
Plus, you know, like once you're awake, you know, he's got to go out and everything.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
He's a good boy overall.
Oh, Diesel.
Oh, Deez.
It's a like legend. He wants to wake up super early, but then we go outside, we go pee, and then he's like, what do you think? Like, we moved to the
nap
couch.
Time? Nap time?
We're done with the bed. Let's go to the couch. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he's a good boy. But he wakes me up super early. So no matter how late I stay up, he's waking me up early.
Hear you.
Can't waste your day away like King over here. Yeah. You know, text everyone at 10:30. Hey, when y'all getting on? And doesn't wake back up till 8.
Listen, I work night shift. Okay.
Yeah.
All the listeners out there, it's not my fault. It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
I'm just on a different schedule. You know.
Yeah.
Your day is my night. My night is your day. So.
Yeah. Do you have blackout curtains yet?
I do. In one room. Those are good. In one room. Actually, the other day, the whole entire. I don't know what you call it, curtain rod, I guess, fell off the wall. So we're working on that in one room. But I still got blackout curtains in the other room.
That makes such a difference, dude.
Well, I got to be honest. I'm not really professional, as I mentioned before, with tools and stuff. So I don't think I did a very good job putting it up. I think it's kind of my fault.
If it stays up, you're okay.
it didn't stay up. So,
I mean, did it fall down while you were sleeping?
No.
See, that's good.
It was. I actually wasn't there. Haley called me and was like, "I think someone's in the house."
That's a funny maybe story. Maybe it was one of your cats. But you know, maybe
it probably was. They're always up in that window.
I think someone's in the house. Yeah, they took down all the curtains. Like, did it take anything?
Don't even get me started.
Did they call and make demands? I don't think they're in.
We want to go down that route. We're gonna spend a whole podcast on that, dude.
All right. Well, you guys ready to get into the draft?
Oh, man. Are you ready to get into
the draft? I'm ready to get into the draft. Are you guys ready?
Can you feel it now, Mr. Krabs?
Yes.
Oh, I feel it.
I'm ready. All right.
Let's get into it. All right, guys. So we're going to get into the draft. Like we said earlier, this is a mixtape draft of 2010. And while we were off the air, we decided we were going to do a little rock, paper, scissors, see who gets to go first. And Devin King is going to go first, and then it goes to me, and then it goes to Dallas, and then we'll do kind of a snake draft from there. We're going to go for 8 picks. If we feel like we can go more, we can go less. We'll kind of adjust from there. But we're going to let Dev go with the number one pick of 2010. This is a big moment.
A number one pick. There's a lot of pressure on this.
Can we set the scene for all three of us?
Let's set the scene.
We were... into our spring of junior year and then our fall of senior year. So this was kind of a monumental time for us in music and in our personal lives. So not to put too much pressure on it, but there's a lot of good backstories. We're going to get into some of that, but I think there's going to be some good fun with this. So Dev, the number one overall pick is?
Man, that's Wow. No,
I built it up for a reason.
Wow. Number one overall pick. This is tough. 2010. Okay. So in my high school years, I'm just going to give you a little bit of background here. In my high school years, for most of my high school years, I dated the same girl.
Yeah.
And we were kind of off and on, and it felt like sometimes it felt like we were more off than on.
Yeah.
And this is one of those songs that just, you know, when you break up and you're trying to flex on your ex, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like one of those songs, right? Yeah. All right, here we go. The number one pick, Tie Me Down by New Boys featuring Ray J.
Oh, I totally forgot about it.
Tie Me Down.
Why you wanna roll?
Yeah. Yeah, man. That
I totally forgot about that.
That was I don't know. That hits the spot when I think about 2010, when I think about junior year and just, you know, having fun and specifically having fun with the boys, you know what I mean? Okay. Going to Metropolis. Or you know, like in the locker room, whatever it was, man. I just, you know, this was one of those songs you play with the boys when you're trying to flex on your ex and, you know, you're cruising.
There's
around.
Always one guy like singing the song, and then there's a guy like Tommy Down. There's like background guys. Yeah. There's always one guy singing Maine. It doesn't matter. Like if you're in it, like, oh, you're going through it right now. I'm gonna be here as a background vocal.
That's right. Yep.
That's what you need.
Yep. Yep. You know, if your boys were singing background for you during the song, you know that they had your back during those times. You know,
because I'm up right now. Yeah. That's all you need to hear.
I'm up right now. What up right now?
All right, bro. I think you made a good choice. That was a good one.
Yeah, I'm just going to start.
But is that your number one? Is that your number one?
That's his number one.
That's.
Don't guilt him.
You know.
I mean, you can't be going on with no Jamarcus Russell over here.
Listen, there's a lot of picks from 2010 that could be number one.
There is.
There's a lot of
insane.
We talked about it. You know, we all hung around the same circle.
Yep.
We listened to a lot of the same music. So it's going to get pretty tight come pick eight.
Yep.
So it's good to get the things that are important to you off the board.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So for me, my number one pick, Your Love Is My Drug by Kesha.
Oh my God.
Your love.
Okay. In hindsight, is that song like monumental?
No, I'm not going to lie.
But in 2010,
not going to lie, Kesha in 2010 bitch.
She was that bitch.
She was that bitch.
Me and Emily listened to the entire Animal record today.
No way.
Oh, we did. Your Love
TikTok
Is My Drug.
Make it stop.
Yeah.
Right, whatever.
Bro, chill.
But listening back to it today, and I think it came up on my time hop a few weeks ago, I said, Your Love Is My Drug is the number one song from 2010. And I felt a certain ode to my 17-year-old self to, like,
you know what?
You know, if it was that important to me at 17 that I had to put a Facebook post about it, you know, I'm gonna get it off the board. I don't know. Did you guys have it on your board?
I did not, but I have a story with that one.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the reason why, like, at the end of that song, she goes, I like your beard.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I grow a beard.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what?
You're lit.
Wow. You know what?
I like your beard.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that song is now that you mention that, actually, the girl who I guess in my song,
Rip.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hashtag Rip. She used to say that too, and that was a thing back in 2010.
It was
right. It's like bam, back. I'm in memory lane right now.
Yeah,
now
that you said that, it's nuts.
That's crazy.
So Dow, you got two. Number one and number two pick.
So this one's on the teeter totter. Okay. Baby by Justin Bieber.
I knew you were gonna take that, dude.
Damn you, Scuba Steve.
You wanna know why I knew that? Because I played Call of Duty with you growing up.
Exactly.
me and Jake Turner.
Yeah.
Dude, I would just be sitting in lobbies and just be singing that song. And like we had a playlist. I forget what it was on, but
there was one song on that playlist.
Yeah.
Don't act like there was more than one.
Yeah, I would just belt that stuff out, man. That was my thing.
We would be in a game of zombies, and I swear that song was like on repeat.
Oh man, I'm glad y'all didn't pick that. Like that was my number one.
That's funny.
Dev was singing it before the show started.
Exactly, you were singing it, and I was like, dude, God, don't do that. Don't mess up my
game. Jay Biebs, what year did One Time come out by Justin Bieber?
That was before that.
Was that, that was like eight or nine.
I want to say eight.
Eight or nine.
Because that was like...
We were probably freshman, sophomore,
like sophomore, junior
in the locker room.
That was when MySpace was still there.
It was around the time Your Jerk came out.
Okay,
because we did The Jerk to One Time.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. That's true.
So Dallas, you got a second pick.
Oh crap, dude! Oh my god. You know what?
Oh my god.
We're picking out ones that like mean something to us, right?
It's up to you.
You know what?
You're going to be upset if someone else picks it. That's how I look at it.
You guys are going to pick this one.
I'm ready.
Pretty Girl Rock by Carrie Hilson.
Whoa.
Dude.
Pretty Girl Rock.
Dude, that... Hey.
I'm trying to think.
That's a banger. Like, dude, I'm talking like every time before like a wrestling meet or something, I would listen to that song.
By Carrie Hilson?
Carrie Hilson.
Okay.
Like, that means something to me. Like, me and my wife...
That could have been your eighth pick. No lie.
It could have been, but I need to get the one out because I don't know how deep I'm going to be in this thing.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
But like before every wrestling meet, I would listen to that song. It would pump me up. I have no idea why, because when you listen to it, you're like, what the hell?
Pretty Girl Rock.
But I was
before
like,
before a wrestling meet,
dude, that's what I'm saying. Like I would just get in the mood. I was like, you know what? Dude, a Pretty Girl Rock.
Yeah.
I'll just get it.
Shit. So my second pick is going to be Mine by Taylor Swift. So,
that's fair. I almost picked a Taylor Swift song.
I was looking at that.
I almost.
You take the ones that you know are going to be off the board. You're the best thing that's ever been mine. Oh, there's nothing more high school than that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You're right. Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
thought behind
You think back to, like, so how many songs did I dedicate that are just bullshit?
Right.
And it's,
or how sure were you?
Yeah. Like,
the best thing that's ever been mine.
Oh. This song is going to define us for life.
Right.
4L.
I'm
going to put it out.
4L.
4L.
Right.
So, Dev, you got two picks. You're going to pick number two and number three.
My number two and my number three. All right. My number two. Ooh, that's hard. Well, Dallas already took, I think, my number two. So I'm going to go, this song actually, you know, I found it, I wasn't sure about when it came out. But I found on two different sources, one says it came out in 2010. The album came out in 2010.
Okay.
The single may have came out earlier. Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi.
Oh, gosh. Great.
That's a good one, man.
You know what? That's on the fence, and that's okay. Like, yep. Kid Cudi, like, he's coming back.
Yeah.
He's coming back. And, like, he went through all that stuff. That's a good one. Go ahead.
That's a good one, man.
We talked about it, me and Dallas did, before you got here. Anything that's kind of on the cusp, and we talked to you about it as well.
Okay.
Anything that's on the cusp, if we listen to it in 2010, I think that kind of counts.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if it was released in 2009, didn't make it to the radio till 2010.
Right. You know. And it was, I mean, there was a remixed version of it on
Project X.
Ooh, and I think that came out when I was in high school, junior or senior year. So it's got to be within that time frame. But yeah, man, that song gets me going. Till this day, like, it's a good vibe song, you know?
Yeah,
it's a good time song.
Yeah. Yeah.
You play it at parties. You play it when you're drinking with your buddies, you know, whatever you're doing, beer pong, whatever. It's a good song to get you in a good mood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I like that.
That's a good one. I listened to that a lot back then. So
you got to pick number three.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Number three. Ooh, I probably should have kind of made an order before. I kind of put my list down and was just going to go off of a whim. But number three for 2010. This was just this takes me back to the Metropolis days.
Okay.
I can still hear Coach Mibes, "No Metropolis tonight, King." all right, here we go. It is How Low. By
Son
Ludacris,
of a bitch!
By Ludacris. Man.
Why?
I tell you what. I had a damn good time at Metropolis in high school, man.
And it's funny because it's at the mall that doesn't exist anymore, the Cincinnati...
Mills, yeah.
Cincinnati Mills Mall.
Right. Yeah.
You can still see the outline for it.
Yeah.
When you go to Cincinnati Mall.
Yep.
And it's... It's almost like a figment of your imagination.
Right.
Like, did that really happen?
Right.
Did everything we did there, did that really happen?
It's hard to fathom that I was a 16-year-old. Well, I guess, what did you have? Yeah, I guess it was teen night. So, yeah
teen night.
Sunday night.
16-year-old driving to, like, when I look at 16-year-olds nowadays, they look like babies to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is so funny to me that I was driving to Metropolis, showing up, you know, thinking I was all G'd up from the feet up and swagging. You know what I mean? Like rolling in there like I was hot shit. It's just so funny to look back on. And, but yeah, I had a good time with that song.
Dude, that's a good song.
That's
man.
A good song, man.
I remember me and Trevor come back from a Madison basketball game.
Trevor Deaton?
Yeah, Trevor
Deaton.
Yeah, we were on Route 4 coming back, and that song came on, and we literally pulled over and just like, wait, what the hell is this, dude? It's the first time we heard it.
Yeah.
And it was the funniest thing ever, man. Yep. What a song. What a pick.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
I'm going to take another one that I'm not sure it's going to go off the board, but this is my number third pick.
You were there.
Yeah. Either way.
Number three pick. Let Me Take You Out by Brian J.
Let Me Take You Out.
Travis Porter.
To a dinner and a movie.
Yeah, there it is.
just find a catchier song of 2010.
Damn.
I dare you. I fucking dare you.
That's a vibe.
That is a vibe. That's a huge vibe.
Just you're getting in your car. Your mom just gave you $20. You take your girl to dinner.
You say, hey, girl.
You're feeling like you're on top of the world.
You're about to go to Danbury.
You just made a friend.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm gonna take you to Danbury and then the fucking steak and shake. But you know what? For a night, you're a king, and that was really the thesis of, I think, what Brian J was trying to say.
I think so. That was the point.
Let Me Take You Out by Brian J featuring Travis Porter.
I just want to go back. Yeah. I just want to go back to 2010.
I told Emily this
just
the
for
other
a day.
Day.
Simpler
just
times.
Day.
Simpler time.
I would be happy with just being able to access my Apple Music my iTunes from that day.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Just see all the music, because you and I were sending each other
10
music.
10 years ago today.
Yeah.
What would it have
just
been?
Just see everything that we bought, everything that people were like,
everything
burning
that was
us.
On, everything that was on LimeWire. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Right?
Viruses and everything else.
How many bands we've forgotten.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I know, man.
This is... You know,
I was racking my brain trying to think, like, because there are so many bands that we listened to back in 2010 that are virtually non-existent today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's like, to most people in 2010, they were non-existent. Mm-hmm. I feel like some of them, you know what I mean? And
but
it's like,
they meant the world to us.
Right.
Back then. There were
right.
some words that, like,
you
we
know,
could never
they were,
fathom.
There were so many people in high school that came, like, I don't know, I think at the time, like, Emily Ledford was asking, like, make me a CD, or like all these people were like, make me a CD, I know you got good music, like, I know you have different songs, you know what I mean? And I would burn CDs for people, because I feel like people, like, knew that about us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, about our musical taste was different.
Yeah,
sort of in some ways than other people's, you know what I mean?
We were just kind of not to be like super facetious, but like we were more in touch with things that weren't on the radio. We
right.
were kind of digging deeper.
Oh yeah,
on iTunes.
Deep tracks only.
Yeah. Deep tracks only. You guys were, man.
I said no ants marching.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I mean, it was kind of like a rite of passage. Like,
right.
hey, will you burn me a CD? Was like, will you trust me with your lifeline?
Right.
I'm going to be driving.
Right.
This is the only freedom I have. Will you trust me
right.
to be driving with your music? And it's like, damn, that's a big responsibility.
Right. It's like the equivalent back then. It's like nowadays, like if you're on the aux, you better have fire. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, oh, I had the fire, but it was on a CD.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Predetermined.
Let me burn it for you.
So, Dow, you got pick number 3 and 4.
TikTok. Kesha.
Fuck you.
TikTok. Yep. TikTok.
I shouldn't have left it.
You know what?
I left it on the board thinking it was going to go. I thought it was going to see its way through.
I'm pretty sure TikTok was number one on the top 100 Billboard for 2010.
It was.
I got something to say to Dylan real quick.
No, go ahead.
I got you, bitch.
God damn it. I don't even know what to put.
It's the goblin. He's a goblin.
Nah, dude. I remember that
Luke
song
goblin.
Right there. I remember driving to...
Do you remember driving in my car a million times listening to that song?
Dude, I remember with Calvin. With Calvin driving to Calvin McDonald's.
No,
that was the first time like I had a chew-in.
Wow. And his in his Dodge Neon that he thought was so cool. His 20
he never
screen.
Got a oil change in. Yeah, never. To this day, that motherfucker's burning.
Dude, I remember going there for the first time, getting a McGangbang. You know?
I'm pissed. I am pissed that you remember riding with Calvin and not the million times.
Well, here's why.
I drove to Middletown for you.
Well, here's why. Because when it goes like when, you know, police shut us down, it's like, you know, he dude, I'm talking, he's driving on 63 and just goes down. I'm like, Calvin's dead. Like, dude, he stares at his, like, the bottom of his steering wheel. I'm like, Calvin's gone. Like, we just lost him, and we're going to die. And that's the only reason why I remember that.
I'll never forget the one time I was in Calvin's car. Well, I don't know where the hell we were going. That Dodge Neon that he thought was so badass.
Yeah, dude.
Anyways, and I just remember... I guess we were going downhill or something. Maybe we were on Todd Hunter or something like that. And he puts in neutral. And I'm like, hey, bro. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's going like 60 miles an hour down this hill. And he puts in neutral. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, you put in neutral, it saves gas, bro. I'm like,
how much?
I'm like, hold on a minute. I'm like, dude, we're about to go right back uphill here. And like, 2 seconds.
You're going to need that drive here in a minute.
And he just kept doing like the whole, I think we going down. I think he did it one time going down like the hill from Monroe High School.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He just coasts the whole way down in neutral. Oh, I'm just saving gas. I'm like,
are you though?
Okay. Okay.
Are you really though?
Oh, damn. TikTok by Kesha.
Dude,
wow.
Kesha
went
off.
Yeah, we
kind of
got off
year.
Topic there.
Kesha
but.
Went
wow.
off that year.
Wow.
Reminiscing. Sorry about that.
No, that's great. That's what we need to do.
Number four.
Oh, crap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bedrock. Young Money.
Oh.
Son of a bitch. God. You son of a bitch.
I like the way you walking if you walking my way.
Dude.
Oh my gosh, I remember that song was great. That song was awesome.
I can make your bed right.
But like
that song was an anthem.
That song was a fucking
exactly,
anthem.
Exactly.
Exactly. It really Damn. That should have been number one, honestly.
Damn.
That's
I wasn't sure it was 2010.
Contender.
So I left it off for that reason.
It was a 2010 song.
It was
Young Money featuring Lloyd.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody. Young Money, you had like Nicki Minaj.
Well, that's what I mean. Young Money had Nicki.
Yeah, you're right. My bad.
She's watching that Oxygen. I'm watching
ESPN. And dude, that's what clicked for me. That's what clicked.
I remember you saying that. She watching that Oxygen. I'm watching ESPN.
That clicked. Oh my God.
Lil Wayne.
Dude.
Oh man. That's a good one.
Man.
You're welcome.
So my next pick is my number four pick. Over My Head, Cable Car by A Day to Remember.
That's a good one.
It's a cover from a Frey song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it is a pretty important song, I guess. It was important to me at the time.
Don't cry.
I'm not going to cry.
That is a
good
one.
But I might fight you.
That is a good That is a good one.
But, you know, at the time, it was groundbreaking to me because it was like, a band that I was really into was covering a band I was also really into. Like,
yeah.
A Day to Remember covering The Fray. That didn't seem like
it
could possibly happen.
Okay.
Right.
But, you know, A Day to Remember added a little, you know, screaming element to it.
Pizzazz.
You know, yeah. They added their own little funk to it. And I'll always remember that song fondly from 2010.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, Dev, you got pick number 4 and 5.
Pick 4 and 5.
Oh, geez.
Man. All right. Wow. 4 and 5. 2010 was junior year.
Yeah.
Junior year, we went to state semifinals in football.
We did.
We lost to Wyoming, right?
Yep.
Out of Cincinnati by a touchdown. Yeah. I remember that was a rough game. My ankle was hurt that game. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I remember.
Just reminiscing a little bit.
That's why you won Wyoming.
Ugh, All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled.
Dude, you're a dick. Why?
Damn.
I used to listen to that song, before football games all the time.
And then get blown out by 40.
Yeah. What do we go? 10-2 that year? Yeah. Something like
that. Nah, you guys.
Went good. We did good that year. We went. We had a good record.
You did. I was there.
That was a good year for me too. So.
Oh yeah.
That song brings back a lot of good memories, man. I really associated with football. Football was a big part of my life in high school and in 2010. So
that song still plays everywhere.
All the time.
Everywhere.
Yep.
If we're talking about songs that still like hold up and still play, All I Do Is Win is gotta be up there.
Yep. It's got T-Pain in it, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled and T-Pain.
You got a whole bunch of people in that song, I think.
Mm-hmm. So pick number five for Dev.
Number five. Man, it's funny. It's like I feel like my list would be different if 2010 Dev were here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure, dude.
But I'm going to go with, because I still sing it to this day, every time it comes on the radio or it comes on my Spotify or whatever, I get hyped. Ooh. Down by Jay Sean featuring Lil Wayne. Yeah, that is a good one, man.
Yeah,
dude, I had that one.
The Lil Wayne part in that, I sing that whole part.
Where supposed to be? She gets down all over me.
Yeah, man, that's a classic for me.
I like that song was so good that even like local bands, like when we go to local shows,
they would cover it,
yeah. And it would be like, "Don't let you," yeah. Like they would let the whole crowd like cover the Lil Wayne part.
It was awesome. That's a really good one.
So, yeah, I'm up to number five, and I'm going to go My First Kiss by 303 featuring Kesha.
I almost got that.
Dude,
one.
You're on something.
303.
You're on something. Like, did you look at my list before that? Because this is bullcrap. I was looking at that song. I'm like, there ain't no way no one has this. And then...
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
303, I never really cared for them, but when they came on, they had like an energy to them.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
And me and Dev went and saw them at Warped Tour one year.
Really?
And the drummer from Somerset, she's a badass drummer.
Her name's Jess Bowen.
She drummed the shit out of some of their sets, and it was like some of those bands that like you never really got into, you hear their songs live at Warped Tour.
It's different.
Remember Breathe Carolina?
Yep.
Breathe Carolina was dope. And 303 was one of those bands that's like, once you heard them live, you're like, oh, fuck, I get it.
It just hits different.
They have an energy to them. You know what I mean?
Live. And any song that has Kesha in it, in 2010, we were all about it.
Yeah, so. Kesha was on her A game.
Yeah. Kesha had a dollar sign back then.
She did.
She was different.
She did.
She was a little different.
She had a dollar sign back then.
So now you get pick number five and number six.
Bottoms Up.
Bottoms up. That's a good one. Hell yeah.
Dude, I remember that. Oh, man. That was like a homecoming song, man. Yeah. Everyone get down to that one.
Oh, yeah. At the dances and stuff.
Everyone get down to that one.
They would separate people for that song.
Oh, right, dude. Officer Jackson just waving his flashlight around like, hey, girls, quit. Oh, man. Well, you said I got another one?
Yeah, you got pick number five and number six.
Oh, man. So that Bottoms Up.
Okay.
Smile, Uncle Cracker.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Cooler Than the Flip Side of My Pillow.
Ooh. Wow. One of the all-time lines.
Exactly. You got a little story.
Of my pillow. That's right.
Dude, I love that song, man. I remember... Oh, man, I was dating this girl, and that was just like, that was a song.
Yep.
That was a song right there, you know? And then
it just takes it just you
went,
back.
It just went to, you know, went to crap.
Yeah. But at the time, the song was pretty cool.
But at the time, I'm like, girl, I dedicate this one to you. And then it's just like.
All right. Here's a song like that. My number six, it still holds up. I still listen to it on a regular basis if I'm in the mood to drink, if I'm in the mood to drink a couple beers.
Don't do it.
Driving Me Crazy by Sammy Adams.
Okay. I had that one on my list, too.
Did you?
Baby. Dude, oh my God. Wow.
What's funny is...
last one to blast right there. Wow.
This is awesome.
It's funny because I had the song on like a mixtape And I specifically remember it was like on a day to remember playlist. And I was driving like to one of my first jobs ever. It was a Route 21.
Okay. I remember that.
I remember it was hot as fuck. We're leaving 2 days. I was like, God, I gotta go to Route 21. Yeah. I'm listening to like Sammy Adams. I'm like bumping it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever, it's fine. Whenever I get off, I'm hanging out with the bros.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was no big deal. And then when Devin, one of our buddies and I moved in together, it like made its way back to the place. Yep. And it was it got a whole new life. It was like, dude, Sammy Adams rocks, dude. Why do we have him on more playlists, right, dude? What are we doing here?
Sleeping.
He had All Night Longer. He had Driving Me Crazy. It's like Sammy Adams has like been like a constant in my life.
He has, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was a party, Sammy Adams was playing.
Yeah, you know for sure.
I mean?
For sure.
You know what I mean? We even played Sammy Adams in Put in Bay a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Dude. I mean, a couple weeks ago.
Yep,
you know
yep,
I mean?
Yep.
Tell the bartender to make a motherfucker strong.
Right. That's the anthem right there. Preach.
So, I mean.
Preach it.
You know, Driving Me Crazy was my first exposure to Sammy Adams.
Is that number five or number six?
That was number six for me. So you get.
This is tough. This
number six and number seven.
Number six and seven. Do I get six and seven?
You do.
Seven, eight, nine.
Okay. all right. Well, in that case, I'm going to go number six, Give It to Me by The Main. And The Main is a band that I can say has just, you know, you have band, I don't know how to explain this. The Main was there for me. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, I'm with you.
You get me?
It's like, they grew up with us.
Right.
They were at the same age when they released their first album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they progressed.
Every
album, it's gotten better. And it's like you feel like you've grown with
age
them.
Like fine. Exactly. It's like fine age wine? Like fine wine. That's
like fine wine. Yeah. Like fine
but
wine.
Give It to Me has been on every playlist.
Man, Give It to Me is just a banger. It's just a banger. And
I'm glad you put that on there.
Yeah, man. I gotta.
That's dope.
I gotta at least give a shout out to The Main. They, it seems like since high school, even now, till now, man, it's like they got a song for every mood. They got a song that's like when I'm feeling down, I can listen and kind of vibe to that.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm feeling good, they got a song for that and it makes your day even better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, so I gotta give it to them. That was a good one for me back in 2010. Give It to Me. That was number, what, six, right?
Number six. You got number seven.
Yeah. Number seven. Man, oh man, oh
this
man.
Is tough.
I gotta choose from this list. There's so many that could be number seven, and so many that could be eight, nine, and ten too. It's hard to place one over the other sometimes.
Oh man, it's
terrible. Number seven. See, I was gonna go bottoms up, but you got bottoms up.
Sucks to suck.
Okay.
Don't do it.
You don't have to do it, bro.
New York State of Mind by Jay-Z.
Damn. Okay. All right.
Alicia Keys, man. That's
a good one. That's still
just
relevant.
That's just one that, man, it's like every time it comes on, the beat, it gets me, it gets my head bobbing. It gets me like, you know.
I'm it gets in you it. In some type of mood. Yeah, I got you.
I don't know. I've always had this thing with New York, too. So, like, it gets me, like, I've always wanted to live in a city, whether it's New York, Chicago, whatever. I'm kind of a fast-paced guy. I feel like, well, let me take that back, actually. I wouldn't consider myself a fast-paced guy, but I like the energy of the city, the sounds, the vibes, the smells, that kind of thing. And New York, back in high school, I visited New York. I had this dream ever since I was in high school, around 2010, that I was going to live there one day.
Yeah.
So New York State of Mind was a big one back then for me, I feel like.
Okay.
And Jay-Z, man, I always like his music.
It's
always
got
a good beat, good flow to it. So that's probably my six and seven.
When's the last time Jay-Z came out with anything?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I remember we came out with that album, I think it was our senior year.
Yeah.
Him and Kanye?
No, it was Justin Timberlake, wasn't it?
What's that?
He came
out with an album with JT,
JT, I think, came out with it on his own. He had, like, Suit and Tie.
Oh, no, Suit and Tie was a little bit later. Like, if we're talking, like, 2010, 2011, Hear Me Out.
No, but he had that song.
With was Timberland? It with Kanye? Timberland?
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, that was
like Forever Young. I think that's like the last time he came out with something.
It might have been.
You all remember that song?
He don't need to make music no more. He's billionaire.
Oh yeah, so. Isn't he like the owner of the Brooklyn Nets or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Queen Bee's taking care of him. He'd be all right.
I don't know. There's a few that I need to get into, and I don't want to make Dev mad. So, I think I'm going to take the one that I'm going to take.
You're not going to make me mad. I probably won't pick it, whatever it is.
You better be comfortable with your pick, then.
Okay. I've got so many picks left that it's going to be hard at myself for taking another pick.
Oh, my God. Okay. I think I got my number nine. Or my eight. My eight.
I
got my eight.
I have my next two because...
Okay.
Interchangeable.
Fuck it. I'm going for it. Runaway by Kanye West.
Okay. Damn.
I'll give you that one.
It's like a 9-minute song, but it kind of goes with the theme of another song that I have in my list that I might not put on my list, but it'll make it on my honorable mentions at least. It's one of the first times that... maybe we were 17, 16 at the time when we heard it. It's the first time that you heard someone talking about themselves.
Okay.
And they maybe weren't the best person. Maybe they weren't the best. They weren't the person in the right. You know what I'm saying? Kanye talking about run away. Like, maybe it's best that you run away. Maybe it's best that you get away from me because I'm not a good person.
Right.
And
Okay.
Someone who's not hyping themselves up.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not the protagonist in this story. Maybe in your story, I'm the antagonist. And that always kind of spoke to me that, like, Kanye had the self-awareness to be like, hey, listen, I'm going to cheat on you. I'm not a great person. And if you stick around, you're going to be hurt.
Right.
And the fact that he, like, made a beautiful music video and everything to go with it. It's
I love
like,
that song.
And it, the fact that, like, you know, Silverstein covered it. And
yeah.
There's so many great facets of the song. But it's, like, to me, it, like, stuck to me that, like, someone had the audacity to not be the protagonist in their own story.
Okay.
Because
it's funny, too, coming from Kanye.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? Right. And in 2020, Kanye wouldn't do that song.
Right.
No,
but, like,
no.
In our world, 2020, everyone on social media, and I hate to, like, go fourth wall a little bit, but, like, everyone wants to be the best person in their story.
Right.
Yeah.
And every breakup, you're not the best person. And sometimes you're a shitty person. Sometimes you do things that aren't great. And living with those things and, like... admitting that I'm not always the best person.
You're not always
you know,
right.
Exactly. I'm not always right. And if you leave, that doesn't make you a bad person. That makes me the bad person.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
The fact that Kanye was willing to like put that in a song and not only make that a song, but like make it a 9-minute music video that people were watching. It was like, damn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was the first time I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Got it.
Someone put the fucking gauntlet down because we were listening to emo music and emo was so like, she left me. What the fuck's wrong with her? I'm going to cut my wrist. And it's like, sometimes you fuck up.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay to be human.
It made you think.
It
made you think.
Okay. Not That's every story is like, she fucked up. I'm in the wrong. Or she's in the wrong. I'm so miserable.
Yeah.
Why am I lonely? It's like, I know why I'm alone. It sucks. Mm-hmm. And I understand why you're leaving, and I have to deal with that.
Right.
And, you know, that was one of the first times I heard a song, and I was like, it was a gut punch, dude. It was like, you know, we're not perfect.
Right.
And in high school, that's hard to hear.
Yeah.
You know, you want to hear, you don't, you can't hear outside voices. So sometimes the best way to hear it is through music.
Exactly.
So I hate to go on a big long tangent, but it was important that song was in my list because, you know, Kanye isn't a perfect person. He's running for president now.
Yeah.
Supposedly
like that.
To this day, he's not a perfect person, but,
the fact
to hear that song and to listen back, even in hindsight, it's like, it, It feels soul cleansing to that's hear a song like
that's
that.
That's a dope song.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my number seven pick.
Dylan, that was beautiful. I appreciate it.
Really was. I'm sorry to go on such a tangent.
But something to add to that, I feel like back then in 2010, and I keep, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm living in high school still, but since we're going back to 2010, you know, it's like back then you had these relationships that were seemingly on and off, and you know, you're growing up back then. You're figuring things out. You're learning how to be in a relationship, what's right, what's wrong, how to be, you know, a good boyfriend or whatever. And sometimes it's like, you know, sometimes that's what you needed to hear, you know, mm-hmm. It gave you perspective. And, you know, like you said, in high school, it's not, you didn't want to hear that you weren't perfect. You know, you had this notion that you're invincible almost when you're in high school.
Exactly.
You know, and that you can do no wrong, or that what you think is what's right. And in reality, you know, that's not always true. So mm-hmm.
I love that. That's exactly what it is. Like in high school, you feel invincible. You feel 10 feet tall, like that no one can chop you down.
Right.
You know, like Paul Bunyan, you know, but once a song comes out that you're like, holy crap, it brings it back. It, you know, you take it back about 20%, you know, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not like that.
Yeah. Right.
That's great.
Relatable. That's a good one.
Really relatable. I didn't even have that on my list.
Yeah, I hate to level it like that. I hate to like chop the feet off what we've been doing. But yeah, it's such an important song.
That's a sleeper.
Even to 2010 to now, that's a song that I'm a piece of shit. And you know, if you don't stay, that makes you a better person than it is to stay.
Right.
That's awesome.
Well, and I think I don't know how I want to word this, but it's like a lot of the songs we're picking from 2010 are party songs, feel-good songs, mainstream songs, whatever. And it's like, but 2010 was a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
There was a lot with that.
That kind of is like, you know, the party songs, you know, the whatever songs that we've picked are kind of like, yeah, like those were the good times in 2010, but 2010 wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? And so it's good to have that in there.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
With that behind it.
So Dev, you got pick number eight.
Number eight. Is this my last one?
Boy, your last one?
Hey, I haven't gone yet, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Nice. You skip me, man.
Oh, Lord. You get pick number seven and number eight.
Okay. All right. I'm going with Break Even by The Script.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Alive, but I'm barely breathing.
Man, you know what? I want to hear more from The Script now.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear more from The Script now. They recently came out with a song, though, actually. I think it was this year, early this year, or maybe late in 2019. I can't remember the song, what the name of it was. I found it on, your new music thing.
Release rate or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was actually a really decent song, and I was glad to hear from The Script, like, all right, cool, they're making a comeback.
It's been a minute,
but man, back then,
The Script,
they were you know, on track to just take over.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I remember in Mr. Farish's class, he would always play The Script. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one.
That's a good
for
one.
The first time.
Yeah.
Well, since we're going with that one, Break Even, you know. Riding Solo, Jason Derulo.
Wow.
Riding
so,
Solo.
So those kind of, those Solo. Two those two kind of intertwine, you know, like Break Even, you know, you're going through a breakup and shit, you know, because what's the line? When a heart breaks, no, it don't break even.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And then you got Riding Solo, like you're down for a week. You're listening to The Script for a straight week. And then you're like, Jason Derulo comes on, you're like, I'm riding solo.
You know what?
It's like Monday through Thursday, I'm listening to
solo. You know,
Monday through Thursday, I'm listening to The Script, and then Friday, Jason Derulo hits on the radio, and it's like, we're going to Metropolis.
Yeah, we're going to Metropolis. Yeah.
I'm a bounce back,
dude. As soon as you hear that intro, Jason Derulo, you know you're on something. You're like,
all right,
okay, all okay. dude,
man,
I love that, man. I love
riding solo. That's a good one. That was an anthem, dude.
That was, man. Yep. That was, you know.
That's along right there, along with the "Ain't Gonna Tie Me Down."
Yeah. Oh, it is.
That's right there with that one.
When did Oh man, I forget that song. Never mind. Swag Surfing. When did that come out?
Man,
that was earlier.
That was earlier.
Yeah, earlier.
Because I love that song.
2008, probably.
It just reminded me of Swag Surfing.
Okay.
What you got?
All right. My last song. I'm gonna leave the rest up to honorable mentions. Obviously, all of these songs are gonna be on a playlist. We're gonna add all our, including our honorable mentions. We're gonna put them all on a playlist.
Yes.
Just so you guys can spin it, see what we were talking about.
Spin it.
It's fun. My girlfriend and I we're having so much fun just going through songs from 2010 and like hitting shuffle and just seeing what comes up.
It's nuts.
It's crazy. The songs that come up.
Yeah.
My last song.
Oh, man. You got this.
Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars.
Okay. That's a good
one. I had no choice.
That's a great one. That's like one of the first years we heard Bruno.
Yeah. That's a good one.
You had to put it on a mix.
You had to.
Bruno, his voice, it's like what he's saying. Like, he was a hopeless romantic back then. I was like, yeah, sorry, Bruno. I'm going to overload you on this playlist. Yeah.
If you didn't put that as, like, your Facebook status, like, you know, like, you're beautiful just the way you are, something like that, you know, something along the lines of that, mm-hmm. like, did you really live?
Did you even live in 2010?
Like, did you live
you didn't live in 2010.
Yeah, so. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then if you didn't send that to you, Dylan, you would say shouty.
My shouty.
Shouty.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, did you even live? You know, because that was a thing.
Yep.
That was great. I like that one. I like that.
Yeah, Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. So, Dev, you can finish this up.
Man. All right. So, my number 8 pick comes down between two.
Is this 8?
This is number eight.
Oh my gosh, this is so fast.
I'm just going to go with one that I feel like I got to give it a shout out. Honest, I mean, it was on the radio, I feel like, every other song.
If you're going to say what I think you're going to say, I'm going to hate you for this because I was going to say something on that.
It was at every party in high school. It was at homecoming. It was at prom. It played nonstop, for almost not even 2010, 2011, 2012. Party in the USA by Miley.
Okay. That's cool.
That's cool.
I literally thought you were going to go with something else, and I was like, don't do it, Dev.
I mean,
don't do it. No, that's a great song. That's on the teeter totter of 2009, 2010, but
right,
I love it.
Right. It's on the Billboard Top 100 for 2010.
You're right.
It's number 67, if anyone wants to look it up.
I remember when you guys won that playoff game, Welcome Stadium, that song played at the end of it.
At Dayton.
Yeah, at Dayton, UD.
And, yeah, man, that's...
wow. I love it.
I feel like that's just kind of a party in the USA, man. That was on commercials.
Yeah.
That was on...
Everywhere.
It's an anthem. Yep. It's an anthem, man.
So it's time we air out some of the... honorable mentions.
Well, can I just say something? Yeah. I'm glad no one said Airplanes.
I had it on
by B.O.B. and Haley Williams.
Dude, because I swear, every girl took a selfie in 2010 and had a lyric down.
Yep.
Can we pretend that Airplanes?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, dude. It's getting annoying at this point. Every female.
Oh, man.
And
that's
Dylan.
So funny. Oh, fuck you.
Honorable mentions.
Honorable mention. Eeny, meeny.
Eeny, meeny by
Justin Bieber and Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston?
Yeah, yep. Dude.
Eeny, meeny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, eeny, meeny. You remember that song?
No.
Oh, man.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, love. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Let me show you what you're missing.
Yeah. Come on.
Paradise.
Yeah.
California Girls.
By
Katy Perry.
No, you're at the top and only heaven's right above it.
We all is young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running Drake. With it.
Yep.
Dude, I had that on my list.
That was a good one, too.
Oh, I love it.
What's that?
Right
Above It.
Right Above It by Lil Wayne and Drake.
What about Over by Drake?
Over.
You too fine to be laying down in bed alone.
Okay, yeah.
That's a one-liner that you got to send.
Yep. Oh man, there's so many good ones. My chick bad, oh, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that you chick wish she could or something, right?
Say ah, Trey Songz.
Say ah, yeah, that's a good one. Forever Young by Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's one we brought up. That's one we brought up. Yeah, Forever Young. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Nothing on You, B.O.B. and Bruno.
Oh, yeah, that was on my list.
Like a G6. Dude, you want to know something so freaking like funny?
I love that.
In high school, okay, so what is, there's some lyric in that song, like a G6, feelings, whatever, where I was like, in Morgan Heck used to be like, she used to sing this lyric, and I can't even remember what it was, but I just remember that song. I was so jaded about that song. Like, I used to tell Morgan, like, don't sing that. You shouldn't like that song. Like, who did I think I was in high school? It's just so funny.
Fuck yeah.
Billionaire.
Oh my
Billionaire?
God.
Billionaire by Travis McCoy.
Travis McCoy, yeah. Bruno Mars, yeah.
Go ahead, Dill. Sorry, man. Didn't mean to step
on your toe. I gotta write them all down. So you're good. Hold on.
Animal by Neon Trees.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what's surprising? Nelly, Just a Dream.
Just a Dream, that's a good one.
There's a bunch of them that, yeah. Like, it's like, you know, it could have made the list, and it would have been just fine.
There's so many.
But, like, I think we all picked songs that, like, kind of meant something to us at one point in time. Right. Like, every song has a story with it, you know?
Yeah. Never Shout Never, Can't Stand It.
Okay. Oh!
I Can't Stand It.
Man.
Yeah.
That was on every mixtape, dude.
Yeah, that was a good one. Never Shout Never, wow.
Never Shout Never.
That's been... Yep. Oh, geez.
Wow.
Was
it like the Scene days? Right?
Grenade.
Yeah. Rawr, right?
Grenade.
Bruno.
Rawr.
Rawr. Rawr. XD. Rawr XD.
Reverse Cowgirl by T-Pain.
Okay.
I was disappointed
reverse
that wasn't
cowgirl.
On.
Reverse Cowgirl.
Giddy up, giddy up.
Giddy up now.
Giddy up, dude, now.
I put that out on Facebook. Dale, we were talking about this earlier. Yep. I put Reverse Cowgirl like as a Facebook status, and someone's like, what the hell are you talking about?
One of the best crossovers of all time, Knockout. By Lil Wayne.
Oh,
what is that? A 2010 song?
Nicki. Yeah. Lil Wayne thought he could play the guitar.
Yeah, he was playing like he was like a rock star. Bucket. Well, yeah. He's like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
it.
We jammed to that.
Wow. Give me that damn bucket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I just thought of Wonder Mine. It's
a Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
Get that boom, ba dum bum, boom, ba dum bum, bang.
Give me get that super bass. My wife knows that whole song.
Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. Perry.
Katy Perry, yep.
Shots by Lil Jon.
Shots.
Shots. And who was that with?
That was the first song by.
I don't know.
It was Shots.
LMFAO.
LMFAO. Yeah.
Man,
I like
Deuces
it.
Deuces by Lil Wayne or Deuces by Chris Brown.
I like it. Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Jersey Shore stuff. Mm-hmm. My wife's going to listen to this and she said, hey, you need to say that song right now.
I love Jersey Shore.
Baby,
back
you
in
like
the day,
it.
That was it, man. Back in the day, Jersey Shore was it. Wednesday nights, I'd be like, yes.
Did Pumped Up Kicks come out?
No.
No, that was Boss like of the Kids. 2011. That's a little bit later.
But here's the thing. I'm looking at it right now, and it says 2010.
It might have been released like late 2010. Probably didn't hit the radio until 2011.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Okay, I got. I might have one more for honorable mentions.
Okay, go ahead. You're on.
I'm going to go with Two Is Better Than One for an honorable mention.
Son of a bitch.
Boys Like Girls by or featuring Taylor Swift.
Wow, what a collab, right?
Dude, that was great.
We needed that
in 2010. Yep. Yeah. I feel like I need more Boys Like Girls right now.
Oh,
what are they doing?
Who fuck knows?
You know what?
This might have been their last release.
That was a good song.
I can't remember one.
Yeah.
I don't know, but man, they had some bangers in high school. I used to listen to them a lot, so.
Yeah.
I just listened to that on the way here. Like,
Did you?
I pulled it up and I was like, yeah, this was definitely 2010. Yeah. I remember this. Yeah. I guess.
Okay.
All right.
No need to sing it to you. We'll put it on. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good one, though. Man.
Yeah, God. It was. Oof. Dal, you got any more?
Oh, man. Rihanna was big that year, too.
Yeah, she was.
Like,
she
Rude
was.
Boy.
She's got a couple.
Rude Boy.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on, Rude Boy. I want to get it up. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Is she big enough?
Yeah.
Oh.
Rihanna's a bad bitch.
Dude.
Man.
The last one I have, kind of to go with the theme of Runaway, was Blessed with a Curse by Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh, shoot.
It's a gut punch, dude.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs, kind of like Runaway. It's the first song I ever heard that was like, it's better off if you go.
Right.
It's better off if you're not around me, because everything I turn touched to stone. So wrap your arms
everything
around me and
touch
leave me
turns
on my
to stone. But yeah, I know what you meant.
What did I say?
Everything I turn touched to stone.
Everything I
touch turns to stone.
Yeah. Is what you're right.
Damn.
You're right.
So wrap your arms around me and leave me on my own. So, like, you know, I have my vices and I have your love. Like, you know, there's a lot of facets to the song. And it's great because it's kind of screamo. It's kind of,
you know what?
Go ahead.
I feel like I just wish we could, the three of us, could invite our 2010 self over
and roast them.
I was a jackass.
And not only roast them, but just have a conversation.
Put our arm around them.
Just put our arm around them and be like, listen, man.
Step into my office.
No matter how bad things seem sometimes, or how good things seem sometimes.
Yeah.
Your life isn't going to turn out how you expect it to, but it's not going to be bad. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
So don't worry, you know?
That'd
be great. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the song is almost like water rushing over your sandcastle. It was like everything you thought of relationships was just like crumbled.
Right.
And it was like, maybe I'm the reason things aren't working out.
Yeah.
it was a crazy realization.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. For me personally, you guys know me in high school. I was a hopeless romantic. I thought things were just going to work out.
Yeah.
You know, you will it to happen. It's going to happen.
Yep. Yeah.
And at a certain point, you know, you start dating these girls and maybe it's not their fault. It's my fault. You know, it's not always their fault. And
that old Ted Mosby over there.
Yeah.
I really needed the song called Blessed with the Curse by Bring Me the Horizon. I listened to it today and it was like a gut punch.
Yep.
Oh,
I was on the way home from Kroger and I was like, damn.
Still hits as hard.
It still hits as hard. Yeah, and the outro, there's an outro of like 30 seconds where all the music stops and he's screaming in the background, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like,
man,
it's exactly what I need.
I understand.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you guys, but digging up some old dirt from 2010 was cathartic.
Wow. Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. That was different.
I feel good.
I feel great. To hear some of these old songs, think of some of the things that we drank to, some of the things we grew up in a very literal sense.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to, I had so much fun.
Yep.
Oh, it was great. Me too, man. I had so much fun, man.
Awesome.
This is awesome.
So if you guys want to check out Dallas's Twitch, it's twitch.tv/TheBeardGuy.
The Beard Guy.
And check out all of us on Twitter and Instagram. We're on there.
Yeah. Come find me. Devin King. Come find me.
Dev, D-E-V-V, 12?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
There's
three V's.
Three V's.
D-E-V-V-V-1-2.
How many V's did you say right there?
I think three.
What is you doing?
There's three.
Oh, what is you doing?
Three V's.
Young Diesel 16, if you want to check out the cutest boy in all the land on Instagram.
Man.
He is.
What do Tigers dream
I can
of?
Confirm. Yeah. Cutest boy in all the land.
Cutest boy in all the land.
Agreed.
And then that's it.
Let's get to it.
So we'll be doing a regular Queen City podcast this month. But for now, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you soon.
Peace. Big Mac, Chicken McNuggets. No, Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese. Or Filet-O-Fish. You'd be doing the same thing if you were at McDonald's, because you can choose not just one, but two of your favorites for just $6. Tasty Big Mac, crispy 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, juicy Quarter Pounder with cheese, or savory Filet-O-Fish. Enjoy two of your all-time favorites for just $6, if you can decide on the two. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Right now, switch your family to T-Mobile and get four lines for $25 a line with AutoPay and 5G access included on America's largest 5G network. So So don't wait. Get unlimited and nationwide 5G access for the whole family for just $25 a line. Visit a T-Mobile store or T-Mobile.com today. Plus taxes and fees. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video at 480p. Unlimited while on our network. Qualifying credit and 4 plus lines required. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain features. See T-Mobile.com.